survey says it's 6 o'clock. Time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Family Feud. Tonight, two families are playing to win $10,000 and maybe even a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander just by guessing the top answers that 100 people gave to some very simple questions. Let's meet our families. First up, here for their second night from Victoria, the Palmieri family. Welcome back, Sharon. Now, just in case anybody didn't see you last night, a really interesting and fun dynamic in your team. So just introduce us.
Okay, so I have my life partner, Eleni, my ex-husband, Guy, and my best friend, cousin, Anna.
Cool, and well done last night, too.
Thank you.
That was amazing. And ready to take them off from New South Wales, it's here for the Sanchez family. Hey, good to see you, man. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Would you mind introducing us?
Sure, this is my dad, Keith. My sister Rebecca, who's the same height as you, she Googled it. And my beautiful mum, Vicky.
Can I borrow your shoes, Rebecca? Yeah. Got some heels going on there. I love it. Team captains, let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people, and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something you associate with butterflies. Heath.
Wings.
Let's see. Nice work. Top answer, pass or play. How are you, Keith?
Good, thank you, Grant.
Great to have you with us.
Pleasure to be here.
Something you associate with butterflies?
Oh, I'd have to say net.
A butterfly net?
Net.
When you catch them running around in the meadow.
Just... Yes. Maybe not like that, but yes.
Oh, what's wrong with that, Keith? What's wrong with my jumping? Not very manly? Probably a good point. Good try. Oh, sorry, Keith. Hey, Rebecca,
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Cool, good luck. Yeah. Name something you associate with butterflies.
Maybe flying.
Let's see. Flying on the board. Flying's good. Yeah. Hi, Vicky, what do you do?
I work in aged care. I'm a lifestyle coordinator.
Oh, cool. Now, tell me about this bucket list you do at work.
Well, it's a program we've designed so the elderly can have their bucket list.
So they can tick off some items. Give me an example.
One man jumped a parachute jump.
Oh, wow.
Took a couple on a helicopter flight. Deep sea fishing.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
Sounds like a really great environment to work.
We got a better practice award from the government for it.
Good on you. So just making those long-lasting memories late in life.
Yes.
Name something you associate with butterflies.
Nerves.
Nerves. Good. I like the thinking. Oh. Good try, though, Vicky. Hey, what do you reckon?
Oh, butterflies in cocoons.
Mm. Let's have a look. Oh. That's 3 strikes. It's over to the Palmieri family now. Anna, what would you say?
Fairies.
Guy.
Flowers.
Eleni.
Farm.
Sharon.
Flowers.
Want to go with flowers for the steal? Give me flowers on the board. Is it there? And it is. Palmieri's with the opening points. With the remaining answers. Hey. Forest.
Zoo.
Zoo.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Caterpillar.
Colour. Oh, they're gorgeous colour. Let's take a look. 39-0, but early days. And whoever goes on to win for 5 nights in a row could take home the amazing all-new Mitsubishi Outlander. Now, this great-looking SUV offers CVT auto with paddle shift, hill start control, unique multi-Mitsubishi communication system and rain-sensing wipers. Now, here's a question for everyone playing along at home. I want the top answer to this one. It's a tricky one, too. Name a comic book villain. The answer when we all come back after this on Family Feud. Good luck. Two families are still head-to-head for that chance to win $10,000. Before the break, I set you the challenge. Name a comic book villain. The top answer was...
Joker!
Nice one. Eleni.
Keith.
Let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name a way to fill in time when waiting at the airport. Eleni.
Reading.
Reading's not bad. Reading's top answer. Pass or play.
They're going to play, mate.
And you're next.
Your daughter was born at home.
She was, yes.
Wow.
It was fantastic. It was a great experience.
Well, is it obviously a little surprise arrival? As in, you knew
no, you
were
knew
pregnant.
She, we knew but, she was, yes.
But she came on a little quicker
little
than you thought.
A little bit quicker than what we thought. Yeah, Sharon was having a shower at the time and taking her time. And she just cried out. She says, look, the baby's coming. Something wrong. And so she quickly got out of the shower and she says, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And I sort of half panicked. Got onto the telephone with the paramedics and they talked me through it and it was a fantastic experience.
Wow.
And the paramedics arrived as just to cut the cord, so Paige was born. I did catch her.
That's well done.
There's rumours I didn't catch her, but I did.
So you were down the busy end.
I was down the busy end. She was breached, so everything was going wrong, and but the lovely operator.
God.
On the other side, she was fantastic. She
That was obviously an incredible experience, and obviously would reflect in the bond with your daughter then.
It does. We got an incredible bond. Even I've got a great bond with my first daughter too.
Oh,
so yeah. Yeah, yes. Both on par.
So, smart man.
Yeah, no, love them both.
Name a way to fill in the time while waiting at the airport, Guy.
I would do a crossword puzzle.
Okay, let's have a look. Oh. Sorry, Guy. Oh. Anna, help us here. Name a way to fill in time when waiting at the airport.
I'd go and eat.
You just, yeah.
Yeah.
Great eateries
yeah,
there.
Eat.
Variety.
Yes.
It's a spice of life. It's all there. Oh, man. Oh, second strike. Sanchez family could steal, so have a think of an option. Sharon.
I would definitely have a little vodka, so drink.
A little what?
Vodka.
A little vodka?
Vodka and lime.
Is that a request?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. You're nodding like it would be true.
Yes.
I'd be with her. For nerves. For nervous flyer.
Absolutely.
Nervous flyer. How about you, Lenny?
Duty-free shopping.
Ah, of course. You're going international. You want to save some hard-earned.
Yes.
Duty-free. Great job. Guy.
Go walkabouts.
Just go for a
walkabouts. Go one bar into another bar.
We see the sights of the airport.
See the sights.
Three strikes, I'm afraid, pal Mary's. Sanchez, you get a shot. Vicky, what would you say?
I'd say use the bathroom.
Nice. Rebecca?
Watch a movie.
Excellent. Keith?
Check your emails.
Lovely. Heath, you're the elected captain of the Sanchez team.
I like that one, Dad. Check your email.
Check your email?
Yeah, I reckon.
Let's see if we can get you guys some first points tonight. Whoa, it's 55. You guys take the lead right now to 39. Remaining answers are on the board. 8. Talk. Listen to music.
Sleep.
Get on Facebook. Right, double points time. So, at the moment, give me Guy, give me Rebecca. Let's play. Rebecca. We surveyed 100 people and the top 5 answers are on the board. Name something you associate with a bone. Guy.
Dog.
A dog and a bone. Top answer, pass or play?
Pass. We're passing.
Okay, you're going to play. Vicky. Name something you associate with a bone.
Leg of lamb.
Leg of lamb's good. Yummo.
Yes. Yeah.
There you are. Good sound that, Heath, isn't it? That,
yeah, it's
the sound of success.
Good. Feels good.
Name something you associate with a bone.
A doctor looks at bones.
A doctor does. Oh. That, unfortunately, is a bad sound.
Okay.
How about you? Name something you associate with a bone.
No, I'd have to go with fish.
Fish? Oh,
bones.
Annoying fish. When you're diving in, you're
that
really
is.
Enjoying it, and
yes.
Then it's stuck in your gob. Oh, man, hard luck. Sorry, Keith. The Palmieri's could steal, so they're having a think. Rebecca, all comes down to you now.
The human body?
The human body has bones.
It does.
Oh, man. Oh. Great try, though. Palmieri's. Anna.
I'm going to say digging. Digging a bone.
Nice. Guy.
I'm going to say Jolly Roger. The flag, the symbol on the Jolly Roger.
Oh, like the skull and crossbones. Is that what you're saying? Like the pirate ship flag.
Yeah,
nice. Eleni.
Skeleton.
Skeleton. Yeah. Lovely. Sharon, great options. Good team. Going well. Yours to choose.
Skeleton.
skeleton.
Yep.
Skeleton is made up of bones.
I know.
Let's see if it's on the board. No, it's not. Sanchez gets some more points. Pushes them further in front. Remaining answers, here we are. Number five. Dinosaur. Chicken. Or a broken bone, if you think about it that way. Righto, 39 to 201. The Sanchez family looking real strong so far tonight. And if you're playing along at home right now, then you're going to love 10 Play, where you can also play along with us at any time of the day or night and also watch the highlights of the show and the naughty bits that sometimes do not make it into the show. Head to 10 Play, look up Family Feud and all the details you need are right there. Meanwhile, triple points when we come back right here on Family Feud. Stick around. To 201, the Sanchez family are leading our carryover champs right now. And it's the family who gets the 300 points in this round could win $10,000. And it's triple point time. So give me Anna, give me Vicky. Let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top seven answers are on the board. When you think of outer space, what do you think of? Vicky?
Stars.
Stars are up there. Pass or play? You founded an iPhone app?
I did, yeah.
What was the app?
It's Ab Workouts Free. It's an abdominal fitness app.
How well did it go?
Quite well. So we launched it and it went to the top of the charts, became the fifth most downloaded app in the world for a while.
Wow!
And amongst all our other apps, we got to over 17 million users.
Nice. Yeah. You need an app now to discover more apps. An app.
Yeah, true.
An app for apps.
Yeah,
that was
a good idea. I'll go 50.
Thank you. I'm going to trademark it in the next 2 minutes. When you think of outer space, what do you think of?
I think of astronauts.
You think of astronauts who go up there?
Yeah.
Nice work. Keith?
Planets.
Oh, of course you do. Mm. Good job. What was it like growing up with four brothers?
It was all right. They were good to me. My oldest three are great, but my youngest brother, well... I don't know about him.
Is he the loose cannon of the family,
he? Chucks us around a bit. He uses me to squat with. Puts me on his shoulders and, like, does his squats with me across his back.
He bench presses you.
Yeah, well, yeah, pretty much.
That's awesome. You guys are fitness freak family. You did the app, he bench presses you.
I don't use the apps. You just created them.
Good advertisement.
When you think of outer space, what do you think of?
Spaceships.
Good. Let's have a look. Nice. Survey says Vicky.
The Milky Way.
It's beautiful at night time, isn't it, Darl? Yes, yes. Walking along the beach hand in hand, just look up at all those gorgeous stars that make up the Milky Way. Oh. Tough luck. Back to you, Heath. First strike.
Meteor.
I like it. Is it there? Palmieri's good steal. Keith.
The moon.
The moon is in the sky. There you are. You're two strikes down, you've got two left on the board in a triple point round. We're pretty close here, Rebecca, to a win for you guys. When you think of outer space, what do you think of?
The dark, like night, black.
Yeah, endless abyss.
Yes, that's right.
Give me black. Three strikes, I'm afraid. Palmieri's. Anna, what would you say?
Aliens.
He said that and then giggled like a kid. Guy.
I'm going to say Star Wars.
Star Wars, nice. Very blokey answer. Eleni.
Mars.
Mars is nice. Sharon, great options. You need the points. You trail. You're on 39 right now. They're on 201 over there. They're the newbies. You guys are like veterans now after two nights and winning $10,000. Show them how it's done. What are you going to go with?
Aliens.
You're thinking aliens. When you think about a space, what do you think of? We're going aliens to keep you guys in the game. Is it on the board? Whoa! How about that? Remaining answer was space was the other one, righto. 297.
You're 3 points away from the win to 201. No one got to 300 points, which means we now go to sudden death. Team captains to the podium. Come on over. Righto, there's only one answer on the board here, and it's worth triple points. Whoever wins sudden death right now will win the game and become tonight's champion family. The best of luck. We surveyed 100 people, and the top answer is on the board. Name a reason why a man would give a woman a ring.
Hey. Engagement.
Engagement, he says. Is that the top answer for the win?
No.
Yeah! The Sanchez family are a brand new chance in a sudden death shootout. Congratulations. How Mary, Sharon, really good try. Eleni, no worries, Guy. Anna, hey man, where's the fun? Did we have some fun? And they won $10,000. Put your hands together for the Palmaris and their time on the show. Awesome stuff. It's great having you. Sanchez family, fast money time. Who's playing? Rebecca and Vicky, this is going to be good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done. Great news. So you've decided to head back to our soundproof booth, which is back through that way. You and I are going to go first, shall we? Look at that smile. The smile of winners and champions. $10,000 in fast money. We go for it next. Well done, brand new champs.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
It's fast money time here in the feud. Let's see if the Sanchez family can now win some cash, which I'm sure Vicky likes the sound of that idea, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. Right now, Rebecca's in our soundproof booth and can't hear any of your answers because she's just enjoying herself a little. I'm going to ask you five questions. Going to give you 20 seconds to answer. Now, if you pass, we'll come back if there's time. And the clock starts at the end of the first question. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Good luck, Vicky. Okay. Name something a child might have in their pockets.
Rocks.
Give me a girl's name starting with K.
Katie.
Name something you associate with a panda.
Bear.
Name something you might find in a dungeon.
Old furniture.
Name something you do on a first date.
Kiss.
It's beautiful. Loved it. Let's go. Furniture in a dungeon,
no,
huh?
I'm thinking, you know, basement or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dungeon.
Dungeon. Yeah. I've never been to a dungeon.
No, probably not many of us have. Probably a good thing.
I'm sure there's
a piece of furniture in there.
I've had time and still can't think of anything better.
Name something a child might have in their pockets. You said rocks, don't they? Yeah. Always. Yeah. Why? I do not know.
Four boys.
Yeah, they rocks. Just want to get some rocks in there. Hey, I might hang on to that. Might need that little later on, that one, that brown rock, of which there is a bazillion in the world. Yeah. Let's have a look. Not bad. Nine people agree. Give me a girl's name starting with K. You said Katie. Survey says. Oh. Tough start. Name something you associate with a panda. You said a bear. Panda bear. Makes sense. Survey says. Name something you might find in a dungeon. You said... Or maybe just a chase lounge, maybe leather. Maybe just, I don't know, some books on a lovely shelf and a chandelier.
Oh, dear.
Survey says... It's hard under pressure, isn't it?
Oh, dear.
We're all experts at home, but when you're here doing it, it's a very different story. Name something you do on a first date. You said... You kiss. I like that. Survey says... Yay! Great recovery. Well done, Vicky. Head back to family. Clear the board.
Had we go.
Don't know whether I need to tell you or not. You need 130 to get $10,000.
Right.
So you got a little bit of work to do,
yep.
But this is well within reach. We can do this.
We can.
I'm glad you ran out with gusto. Now, I'm going to ask you the same five questions. You're the second player. It's a little harder, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds.
Yep.
Now, if you pass out a question, we'll come back if there's time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound. And I'll ask you to try again. Okay, we remind everybody of Vicky's answers and 25 seconds on the clock too, please. The time starts from the end of the first question. Mm-hmm. Good luck, Rebecca.
Name something a child might have in their pockets.
Money.
Give me a girl's name starting with K.
Kate.
Name something you associate with a panda.
Black and white.
Name something you might find in a dungeon.
Doors.
Name something you do on a first date.
Hold hands.
Ah, that's not bad. That's good. Let's go, let's go.
You just dumped my hand then.
Sorry.
Name something a child might have in their pockets. You said money.
The survey says 12.
Had you said lollies, you would have had the top answer. So we need 118 for $10,000. Give me a girl's name starting with K. You said Kate. The good news is this is the top answer. Nice. Name something you associate with a panda. You said they're black and white.
They are.
Not a bad observation.
Survey says 16. The top answer was bear. Vicky did get that one. So we need 77 from the last two answers. Name something you might find in a dungeon. You said doors. How can you get the old furniture in and out without doors on a dungeon, Vicky? You know what I'm talking about, Vicky? We're on the same page. Survey says... That question was a killer for the both of you.
You need to close the dungeon.
Hey, don't get smart with me.
Dragon was the top answer.
Okay, so dragon is what we're thinking of in dungeon. Name something you do on a first date. You said... You hold hands. You ready? We need 77 or more for 10,000. The survey says... Three! What are they thinking? Now, kiss was the top answer. That was Vicky, so... Oh, man.
Not $10.
But $10 for every Fast Money point. And you get to come back tomorrow night and play for another 10,000 as well. So, yeah, that's worth celebrating. Stick around. The project's coming up next on 10. It's news for all the family. Join us again tomorrow when we all play Family Feud. I'm Grant Denyer. Have a wonderful night, Australia.